Okay, an update on Mike Patterson.
Mike.
So Mike Patterson has what looks to be viral pneumonia. Came to me sick yesterday morning, sent him to our doctor's office, Dr. Gary Dorsheimer. They admitted him to the hospital yesterday, and he's doing fine. He's stable. He's there now. We're waiting on testing, and I think he's going to be fine. I just want to mention it that it has nothing to do with his previous condition of the AVM. I know that's what will come up. He just got sick, and he ended up with pneumonia, and it's just one of those things. So we put him in the hospital where he could get the best care, and we can keep an eye on him, and we'll see how he does over the next couple of days. So that's Mike. With the two concussion guys we've updated the last couple of weeks, so with both LaShawn and Michael Vick, they're both in phase four of my program. As far as Michael Vick's concerned, with his impact testing, it's still at the same place that it was before, so his reaction time is off a little bit. We've picked up some other rehab things from the people at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center. We're working on it, and that's where he's at. With LaShawn, LaShawn has symptoms, so he gets those after some high periods of activity. And then I had him, because of that, I had him evaluated by the people in Pittsburgh earlier in the week, and we have some rehab stuff we're doing with him. Both of those guys are doing activity at an extremely high level. So, for instance, today we went out and we ran 15 100-yard sprints with 50-yard walks in between, so their heart rates are high. They're doing some real intense work in the weight room with Barry Rubin, our strength coach. They're doing some stuff where they're doing some things where their head changes in balance movement, like planks with reach unders and stuff like that. They're doing fine with that. With Michael, he's doing absolutely fine with it. With LaShawn, is he gets some symptoms at night. So we just got to keep an eye on those two things. They're all right with me. They're doing great. They're just not cleared for activity yet. If things change, they both had impact testing today. I don't have the results of it because it's been shipped off to Pittsburgh, but they're both doing fine in the rehab process and nothing alarming to me. You're probably going to ask, well, why'd you send him to Pittsburgh? I just didn't like the way things were adding up. I didn't like how he's getting symptoms at night and not not during the day, and I just wanted them to be checked out more. So that's kind of where we're at with those two guys. Like I said, they're both in phase four. We're waiting to go to phase five, and phase five, as you guys remember, is contact. So I'm just waiting until they get, less symptoms and a little bit better on the reaction time before I move them into that phase.
What kind of symptoms were LaShawn?
He's very tired at night. When I got back here Monday after the game in Dallas, he told me he had a headache earlier Sunday. So I didn't see him Sunday. Obviously, the last time I saw him was Saturday, and he got a headache Sunday. So that was a little concerning to me that he had this headache and he's been so tired at night. So I called Pittsburgh and they said, let's take a look at him. We sent him out there and went through that process. But it happens, and I'm not overly concerned about either of them.
What is the process when they go to Pittsburgh?
They do a whole nother evaluation. They do impact testing there. They do some pen and paper testing. They take them through a hard workout. They have some other devices there where they have some infrared goggles that they can look at their eye movement and track that kind of thing. They have a neuro-ophthalmologist that they can see there. So they have some more intense testing, and nothing came back like big red flags for those guys. We just needed to change their rehab a little bit. So.
Why can't Vic get out of phase four in your opinion?
It's just something with his eyes, and I think, like I said last time, if you look at some of the other athletes in this town, because that's what you guys cover, they've probably had similar issues, and if you can't get your eyes totally back, it's hard to do the reaction time stuff. So we're working on that. We're working on his tracking and his what we call convergence and stuff like that, and it'll come.
You had said last week that you had noticed that the eye thing was an issue. You changed some of your rehab to focus specifically on that, and you expected him to improve. Has he improved and still isn't passing, or is he still kind of the same?
That's a great question. He hasn't really improved on the impact testing in terms of time. He did improve a little bit from the last time I talked to you, but he's in kind of a stagnant phase, and I don't know about today. It looked like it was about the same. But he's improved in rehab, so the things that I do with him where he tracks his eyes, he's better at it.
When you talk about other athletes, are you talking about like Keith Primo and...
I'm not going to give you names. I'm just saying, do your homework. There's other people in this town that have had prolonged concussions.
In some of those cases, these symptoms have not gone away. At what point do you get concerned that the symptoms won't go away for a player?
Yeah, you know, we're dealing with the people in Pittsburgh, and we're dealing with Dr. Dorsheimer, and we're dealing with all our experts here, and everybody feels strongly that they'll go away. If they don't, you know, that's just one of those things where we step in, but we're not going to certainly judge that right now. I mean, we have weeks to go in this season and an off season and all that kind of stuff. So I think we're headed in the right direction. It's just that we got to fine tune our rehab.
There's no timetable for when that, like, alarm goes off?
No.
It's kind of, I mean, we can rule them out of Cincinnati because it's such a short turnaround, and neither of them would be able to get to stage five.
I would never do that. I mean, I'm dealing with this week. I haven't even gotten to next week yet. But I'll see what their impact test is today. We'll do rehab tomorrow. We'll impact test them again Monday. And if things are better, and with Mike and LaShawn's symptoms are down, we'll go to the next step, which is see the independent, and potentially they could play. But I got a lot to do right now between now and Sunday afternoon.
How are their states of mind? I mean, are they okay? Are they frustrated that it's taking this long, or they understand this is going to be an ongoing process?
Yeah, I don't think they're frustrated. I don't think they're frustrated that it's taking so long. I think it's frustrating for them not to be able to play with their teammates right now. And I think that they understand my process because I've laid it out to them. And they also understand that we're protecting them to make sure that they're not going into another phase before it's time.
Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, there's some tests that they have to run on him to make that, you know, take 24 hours. So we think it's viral pneumonia right now. That's where it's at. We'll, you know, if anything changes, we'll give you an update.
Now, is he having trouble eating? Is he going to be weak when he comes out of this?
I think it's too short
turnaround. I mean,
yeah, we'll deal with that Monday. But right now, we're letting the hospital people and Dr. Dorsheimer take care of him, and we'll see what happens.
Both Mike and LaShawn obviously been out for a while, and they haven't really been able to do a whole lot of, working out and everything. Will it take them a while once they're cleared to kind of get back in football safety defense?
It's a great question. Any injury takes a while, but they've been training hard. Like I said, they went out and ran 15 100s today, which, that's a lot of work. And I have a little basketball hoop in the training room, and I know it doesn't sound like much, but that's a wide open space, and they've been able to play some 1-on-1 and get their heart rates high and get their lateral movement going. Some of the rehab stuff we're doing with them in terms of balance, they're doing a lot of off-season conditioning type stuff. So we're hoping that it can transfer, but we don't know that. They'll have to practice, and we'll have to see how they are at practice and see what their timing's like and all that. And then that's really up to the coaches. All I can do is get them back to that point.
So LaShawn has passed the impact, or he has not?
Well, his is interesting because last week I told you he was right there with the impact. But one of the things they did in Pittsburgh was they created some symptoms for him, and then he didn't do quite as well. So when he has a night where he has symptoms, like Monday, he had symptoms on Sunday, then Monday he didn't do as well. So it's a hard pass or fail with him because when he stirs up symptoms, he doesn't do as well. When he's been fatigued and he can't get out of that fatigue mode, he struggles with it. So I told you last week that he was there, but we didn't call it a pass because he had symptoms. We're still in that phase.
Rick, with concussions this significant, what did doctors say about the susceptibility to more concussions down the line?
I don't know that there's tons of research on it right now. And they're studying all that kind of stuff. So different people have different opinions. Right now, with the way it is, we think that if they get rid of these symptoms, or LaShawn gets rid of his symptoms and Mike gets his fine motor skill back, that they'll be all right to return this year and not have too many problems. But we'll study all that and rely on the experts.
Any other guys, especially the defensive linemen in the classroom with Patterson, have you tested them or you asked them?
No, we haven't. Everybody's all right right now, but it's certainly something that we all look at. I mean, anytime anybody's sick, we live in a pack here, you know, so we're all, you know, airplanes and meeting rooms and cafeterias. So we'll keep an eye on it, and I think we're all right right now.
He's not traveling, right?
He's in the hospital right now. So,
with the uncertainty around the effects of long-term concussions, when you see somebody like Mike who isn't kind of bouncing back right away, I mean, do you think about that at all? Is it concerning at all?
I think we always have to consider that with every player that we have. And with Mike, he's made enough progress where we're not terribly concerned with him. We're just letting the process take the system as it goes, and we'll see. We'll see how he does. I'm not overly worried about it, no.
Thank you.